Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings, and welcome to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And I am just so excited to be here with you this evening. We have a great topic today. We are going to talk about how digestive problems are a reflection of one's ability to accept and receive. And we know, I should say that most of us do know that, you know, digestive issues are definitely an epidemic, I can say here in the U.S. and I'm sure around the world, because I know that the over-the-counter medication industry for digestive issues is definitely a multi-billion dollar industry. So we're definitely going to expand upon that today. So let's just talk about what digestion is. What is the role of digestion? And the role of digestion is about breaking down large insoluble food molecules into smaller water-soluble food molecules so that they can be absorbed into the blood, okay? So it's a very simple process. Again, it's just the breakdown of large pieces of food into smaller pieces, so which can be then broken down by these enzymes. And then the enzymes break them down into even smaller particles, so this way the body can utilize them as a whole. And that's what digestion is. Again, it sounds like a very simple process, but, you know, the body definitely works to support that process. And we have several organs that are involved in that. So we have it includes the entire gastrointestinal tract, which is where all the action takes place, with some accessory organs. And what is the gastrointestinal tract? It's one very long tube that begins where? It starts at the mouth and ends with the anus. Okay, so once again, it's a very long tube that starts at the mouth and ends with the anus. But we have all of these other organs that are involved in that process. So once again, it starts with the oral cavity, and this is where you put food in, you chew your food. Another technical term for chewed is to masticate your food, is to chew your food, break it down. Even your mouth is producing some enzymes to break that food down. Then where does the food go? Along with what? Some of the saliva that your mouth is secreting, carrying these digestive enzymes, and then it goes into the pharynx. And where is the pharynx? This is at the back part of your throat, and it's where it meets the esophagus and the trachea, which is your windpipe, okay? And when you're done chewing your food, your tongue pushes the food backward into the pharynx, okay? Then, after the pharynx, once you swallow that food, it travels down to the esophagus, and then the esophagus, and then to where? The stomach. And then after your stomach is like this, it's like a muscular bag type of organ. Proteins that break down these foods, break down the fats, okay? And then the muscles contract and squeeze the stomach contents to mix them with these juices, these gastric juices that your body is secreting, okay? And then as your body continues to break it down, then where does it go? To the small intestines. And this is where digestion finishes the absorption finishes and the absorptions of nutrients occur. Okay, so then what happens after that? These digestive enzymes continue to break down these last bits of food into the individual nutrients so they can be transported across the small intestinal walls and into the bloodstream. Okay, now,
thank you for listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.